playing a risky market game. Hello, everyone. I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. Playing the markets can be risky business, especially with a year like this. Scott Dougherty, General Manager for Central Illinois' Top Flight Grain, explains one scenario where risky market advice can affect everyone that's involved.
There's our market advisor advising producers to go out and sell cash grain up to their guaranteed APH if they have the revenue assurance, crop insurance, knowing full well that they will not have the bushels fulfill that. And that is a huge concern within our industry, that recommendation is being placed out there and being recommended to farmer producers in Illinois.
People that maybe don't understand that, can you explain the ramification and why this is something that folks, our grain buyers, are concerned about?
Well, they're making a cash grain commitment that they know full well up front that they're not going to be able to fulfill. And we are cash grain traders. We are not bucket shops. And the risk is there that you've got to, if I buy grain from a producer, I've got to do something with it. Now, my state, Department of Ag in Illinois, is different than in Indiana and Ohio, but in my state, I'm regulated fairly heavily from the Department of Ag in Illinois that if I buy grain, I have to offset that purchase. I can only be long or short 50,000 bushels of corn at any one given day and time, and I have to either go out and hedge futures against that purchase, sell cash grain to a user, and offset that position. So if I buy grain and I turn around and sell cash grain on the backside of it, I've made a commitment based on that producer delivering grain to me. And then if he doesn't deliver the grain, then I'm still liable to fulfill my contract on the backside of that, either with the Board of Trade contract that I got to buy in, or to an end user that I've committed that grain to. And that's huge in this marketplace. We're not bucket shops, and I've used that term a couple times. And I feel like the person that's making this recommendation is using us, our industry, to either hedge grain or make a market play against crop insurance. And we feel that is totally wrong, totally wrong.
Dougherty says they are unsure of who is handing out that type of advice in Central Illinois. But he says he recommends working with a trusted market advisor before making any commitments. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.